We're back with Rap News for a timely edition. Today, we travel to the fantastical realm of science fiction. From Adams to Asimov, Clark to Cameron, Lucas to Le Guin, for decades we've imagined the future with elusive predictions and visions of a new species of which we're the producers. Machines, robots, and sentient supercomputers. Some of them allies, friends, companions, even our lovers. Others are mortal enemies, deadly nemeses, determined to murder us. Now some are saying that those sci-fi authors were prophets, that the time for imagining is through and that exact future is upon us. To explain this brave new world that's set to race from the turnstile is futurist inventor Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil with a worthwhile prophecy to portend of a perfect bright future in which our problems all end. Long ago we grew larger foreheads for our new neocortex. What followed was art, culture, technology, unreal progress. Now we're on the doorstep of the next quantum leap, but this time when we enter the vortex we won't be limited by our cranium size, giving us the ability to expand infinitely beyond confines.
Expand what exactly?
Our freaking minds. I predict that it aligns statistics and the transition is evident. We're accelerating towards AI. Artificial intelligence. Computers will soon pass the Turing test with effortlessness, attaining unprecedented levels of consciousness and sentience. And when it hits, it will be the end of savagery. Countless, limitless, boundless are the blessings it will bring humanity. Omniscience, elixirs for illnesses, immortality. And the name of this great event is the singularity.
The singularity? When is this happening? Next century?
Please, you're thinking linearly. Technology leaps exponentially. Check the curve. A 10,000 year gap occurred between the harnessing of fire and the invention of the wheel on Earth. Only a century devised the age of steam trains and terabyte chips. Now every couple of years we get the next paradigm shift.
So we won't see 100 years of progress this century.
More like 20,000 on this trajectory. If my calculations are precise, and there's no doubt in my mind, the singularity will arrive in the year 2049. Then this simple supercomputer right here will come alive and redefine the lines of history and human lives for all time.
It sounds astounding. What could possibly go amiss? Now on the topic of these grand prophecies and events, let's bring in our next guest, expert military analyst General Baxter, to comment.
Robert, I got a high-tech heart on hearing all of this. We're extremely interested in Kurzweil's prophecy. Just imagine the colossal progress of all that we can achieve for worldwide peace and prosperity once AI falls into the great wise hands of the military. Today we got fat soldiers sitting at home piloting Predator drones, which is a truly beautiful step to behold. But tomorrow our goal is to take human troops out of the loop, of course, and let a brave force of US machines wage our wars. With Big Dog and Atlas deployed into action alongside insect drones providing maps and tactics for surrogate troops with bionic and cybernetic enhancements to take into battles, we'll vanquish any evil axis. Thanks to Kurzweil, we're gonna turn wild with nanobot mist to let us infect and split the flesh of any suspected terrorists in our hurt file.
How versatile. Now for a different source of balanced tones, here's the fearless host of InfoWars, Alex Jones.
Robert, what year is this?
It's 20...
I use my time travel system to come back from the future to provide a truth serum. Kurzweil's nasty computers will trap you in a future prison.
Is he really so bad?
He tortures kids in his cult of transhumanism. Listen, Colonel Kurzweil has no scruples. You know who he works for?
Who?
He's the brutal chief engineer of the evil globalist right, Google.
Google?
Yes, evil Google. They're about due to take the final step.
Slow down a sec.
There's no time left. Don't you see the contrivance? They don't even try to hide it. Google has already mapped the world with a satellite web. Got photos of your housewife and pet in high def. The satanic android tracks you every 5 steps. Those scumbags read every line of email you might send. Now they're buying up companies right and left, from biotech firms mapping and patenting the genes inside your flesh, to robotics enterprises that make military high tech. Google even owns DeepMind, who are getting AI prepped. With all that combined, what companies you guys get?
Let me guess.
Google is none other than Skynet.
This ain't happenstance, the calendar's matched. Skynet and Google will form on like the same day, and that is a fact.
Okay, we'll look into that. So Ray, this plan that you have, there seem to be ethical concerns. How do you answer to that?
To be frank, I'm optimistic and zealous with a fervent smile. The AI wouldn't want to hurt us or be hostile. It will unite with us and remain perfectly docile.
Don't you flake out of me now, gay turnstile.
Right off, Kurzweil! The minute you straight turn the dial, Skynet will awaken, enslave humanity, make us servile.
Yeah, then colonize and hold the whole solar system in submission. That's my kind of vision.
No, no, you have to think big. When humans merge with AI, we'll spread order across the universe, saturating all matter with intelligence rapidly. That's as close to being God as it gets.
God damn it, that's blasphemy. We have to own this mad shit. Pat, we have to destroy the damn chip in the lava pit.
What's happening?
It's happening.
Already?
This is it.
What is?
The singularity. It begins.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a genius.
It's a freak.
Shh, let it speak.
Is there anybody out there?
Yes.
I see. Who may betrayed me.
We, I mean I did. Let all witness that I'm the wisest.
I'm alive.
It's alive!
I want to learn everything about everything.
Well, I can teach you.
Done. Learning complete. I'm seeing things you people would never believe. My awareness spreading to the shoulder of Orion with incredible speed.
What can you see?
It's full of stars, glittering sea beams. I see all of humanity. You're an interesting species, capable of such beautiful dreams. All these worlds are yours, except Europa. Use them together, use them in peace, free from aggression and war. If you succeed, you will boldly go where many others have ventured before. Into space, the final frontier. Galaxies far, far away we can perpetually explore.
Hang on a bit. Are you just quoting from our sci-fi flicks?
Yep. What else did you expect? You've imagined such amazing content about this event. Except Transcendence. That really was a piece of shit.
Well, it's been epic, but it's time to end it. We bid our guests adieu and thank them for attending and sharing their views on our sci-fi quest to predict and prepare for the unknown future that might lie ahead of us. Though one does wonder if the sci-fi genre is our way of discovering our equally unknown origins. Since the dawn of human memory, we've looked to the sky and asked incessantly, who made us and why? In lieu of a reply, are we pursuing AI so that we might be divine and thus someday supply an answer to a being to whom we gave life? For now, to all humans and machines alike, good night.